This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. With the U.S. presidential election less than 3 weeks away, Republican incumbent Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden went at it from a distance in dueling town halls. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
It was an unconventional night in presidential politics.
I'm president. I have to see people.
The words of a president matter.
President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden were at separate nationally broadcast town halls simultaneously. The president was in Miami on NBC.
They've done a great job. We had the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon.
Biden was in Philadelphia on ABC.
In politics, grudges don't work. They're not. They make no sense. I really mean it.
The dueling town halls came about after Trump contracted COVID-19 and balked at a change to a virtual format for the debate that was scheduled Thursday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While there's been an ongoing back and forth between the United States and China, the U.S.'s northern neighbor is also experiencing rising tensions with China. The Chinese ambassador to Canada warned the Trudeau government Thursday not to grant asylum to Hong Kong residents fleeing a widely criticized national security law imposed by Beijing. The ambassador branded pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Protests against the Hong Kong and mainland Chinese government swelled last year. Thai police are stepping up measures to stop a mass pro-democracy rally called for Friday in the center of Bangkok. They've set up roadblocks with barriers and razor wires to block access to the busy road junction that was the location Thursday for thousands of protesters to gather to press their demands. This is VOA News. Some areas in Italy are facing a rapid increase in coronavirus positives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A virologist working in Milan tells the AP the nation has 2 weeks to stop the rising rate of transmission of coronavirus or it risks following in the footsteps of European neighbours, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. Italian health officials have declared that the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, saying the surge, which hit pandemic highs of new daily infections this week, is not the result of record testing, as policymakers have suggested, but a sign of a real return among the population most at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A densely populated northern Greek region went into a new coronavirus lockdown Friday after scores of new infections this month. Greece's public protection agency said the curbs will remain in place until October 29th, in the Kozani region, home to some 150,000 inhabitants. Quote, masks are compulsory in all indoor working areas and outdoors. All gatherings are suspended and movement outside the region is prohibited, it said in a statement. The order shuts most businesses, including restaurants, cinemas, courts, retail shops, hair salons, and gymnasiums. However, in contrast to the first wave nationwide lockdown in March, schools will remain open. As Italian health officials declare that the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, a virologist on the front lines in the Lombard capital of Milan tells the Associated Press Italy has 2 weeks to stop the spread or risk following in the footsteps of European neighbors, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. Already in Milan, he says, the number of patients who are elderly or have other risk factors is growing, indicating a spread beyond the expansion seen in late September. Malaysian police questioned Anwar Ibrahim Friday over his push to topple the government and become prime minister, with the opposition leader slamming the investigation as, quote, political harassment. The veteran politician announced last month he'd garnered enough support from MPs to seize power from a shaky 7-month-old coalition led by Muhyiddin Yassin. He met the king, who appoints the prime minister, this week to make his case, although Muhyiddin has dismissed his challenge and others have raised doubts about whether he has the backing. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee wrapped up 4 days of hearings on U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The committee will vote on her nomination next week, with the full Senate expected to vote by the end of the month. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.